Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend David Gage back on the show. David is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 17 years he's been hanging out with us. We launched his book, the Partnership Charter, and all those years ago. And he's the founder of BMC Associates. He specializes in helping people put partnerships together, which is a very important point. He's our good friend David. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, David. Hey, Dave, one of the things that's going on right now is something that a lot of people would think was odd, and that is that in the last year, as we've been in the middle of this pandemic, there's also been kind of a surge in new business startups. And a lot of people would think, well, wow, why would people want to think of starting a business when businesses are going out of business? And it happens at other times. I've seen this over the years, over the decades. I've seen something very similar happen. In fact, many, many years ago, I was actually part of one of those situations. And so whenever you have a surge in startups, for whatever reason, you also basically, by definition, have a surge in partnerships. Many of those startups are partners. Somebody says, "Hey, I want to start a business. Won't you join me? And we'll put our efforts and our capital and our blood, sweat, and tears together." And the other person, who's their best friend maybe, says, "Okay, let's do it." And they do that. And oftentimes, unfortunately, they start it off without realizing that they may be headed for a problem because they didn't think about why they should be partners. What do you think?
Jim, it is so amazing to me that you did help launch the book. It's 17 years ago now. It was 2004 mm-hmm. that I published the book, The Partnership Charter. And there are more people calling every week in the last 6 months than ever before. And so the book has been out there longer, but you're right. There's something going on with the pandemic and people starting new businesses. I mean, I think they want more control. Maybe they've got more time on their hands.
I was downsized twice in the 80s over an 18-month period. At the end of the 80s, I got downsized twice in 18 months. And I said, you know, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my business, and it's evolved into where I am today. But it was because of a tough time in my life that I finally said, you know, it's time to make this happen. Now, obviously, I was smart enough to realize that I wasn't going to be a good partner, so I didn't bring a partner in. Go ahead.
But most people, really, most of these businesses starting, way over half, are starting with partners.
Yeah, interesting.
And for good reason, because you have businesses that start with partners, if this is kind of a irony here, have a better chance of succeeding and really thriving because, of course, there's more than one person at the helm.
They have a better chance of surviving and thriving. I agree that when you divide, they have a better chance, but only if they're compatible as partners. That's how you make a living,
right,
is helping people understand this.
They also have a better chance of crashing and burning because they have partners.
Mm-hmm.
The statistic, Jim, is probably, the pretty reliable statistic, although there's not good really hardcore scientific data because it's so hard to know who's in a partnership and who's in an LLC and is that LLC owned by one person or three people. But it's pretty accepted that within about 3-4 years of a partner startup, over half of them are gone.
Would I be coining a term if I called that the partner paradox? Has anybody else said that?
You know what? I think that's pretty new, and I think it's brand
because,
new.
Because what you just described is a paradox. I mean, it's a partnership has a greater chance of surviving the startup than a single startup individual, and it also has a greater chance of failing ultimately. And that's out of David Gage's mouth. But I'm gonna call that the partner paradox. Something to think about, folks. And we're going to expand on that after the break with our good friend David Gage. He's the author of the legendary book, The Partnership Charter. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.